The old man is snoring dudes. You guys are tuning into a fucking psychopath is what's happening right now. Anyways, I'm in Florida, Naples, doing my little stand-up comedy repertoire. And it's what? It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is do it. Snoring. I personally love the rain because I live in Las Vegas where it's dry as fuck. Here in Florida, it rains and my hair gets to fucking be beautiful looking. A lot of people are going, Paul, your hair's not fucking beautiful looking. It looks like a fucking nest of shit. Well, either way, it's not flat. Out in Vegas, it's fucking flat like a fucking a Siamese pancake, if that makes any sense. Anyways, I'm eating Quaker Oat Oatmeal Original right here. I don't really like the fucking applesauce or the fucking blueberries or all that other shit because the shit gets stuck in your tooth. It gets stuck in your tooth. And that's not what. That's not good, Ali Poopa Dude. Why do you talk like me, dude? That's not cute. And it's good to mix up your breakfast. You know what I mean? Mix it up. Mix it up. Where's my fucking glasses? It's good to mix up your breakfasts. You don't always want to have... excuse me. This is random rant, so we'll talk about that in a sec. But you don't always want to have eggs or fucking pancakes or, you know, you want to mix it up. Sometimes you do eggs once in a while, but then sometimes you do Quaker Oats, bro, the original Brosky. Yeah, dog. Anyways, this is my podcast. This is Random Rants. I'm your host, Pauly Shore. And this is when I just roll the camera and I just fucking rant what's on my mind. Think of you guys as somewhat of my psychologist or my therapist, or I'm just here kind of spewing shit out. But the problem is you can't fucking communicate. It's just me going blah, blah, blah. It's like a tapeworm. I'm just fucking letting that shit out. Anyways, my hotel here in Naples, Florida is fucking right below, if you can't hear it, a fucking airbase. So there's been planes and fucking Trump boats and all this shit going. A lot of Trump supporters here in Florida. I know you know that because DeSanto, I guess his name is DeSanto, the governor, he didn't shut this place down at all. So I know California is a little bit compared to Florida, but I saw yesterday, I'm sitting here, there's a river out there. And I saw a boat driving by, and it had Trump flags. And here's the kicker. It was playing fucking John Denver's Thank God I'm a Country Boy. So I'm sitting up here, and I hear that song from the movie Son-in-Law. Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy that you can hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a... And he's fucking right out there with the Trump fucking Trump flag. So, that being said, based off of that, I'm sure if he saw me up here, he'd be like, Wazo, Donald Trump, 2024! Woke liberals, don't worry. Donald Trump is not going to run for president in 2024. Okay? He's going to be fucking deep under litigation with all the Jewish attorneys up in New York. If I was Donald Trump, what I would do when it gets fucking really gnarly, bro, I just fucking liquidate all my assets, whatever I have left, put them in a fucking account in Switzerland and move to fucking Russia and grab pussy with Putin. Because that's all he wants to do anyways. Donald, if you're out there, I know you're listening to me. I'm in Florida. I know you're at Mar-a-Lago, and I'm right here. Spatch, bro. Get out of America. They're coming after you, bro. Just fucking move to fucking Mar-a-Lago. Do-do-do-do. Oh, no, wait. Move to Russia. Excuse me. I have to burp. One sec. Move to Russia and grab your vagina with your buddy Putin. You know what I mean? That's my deal. I don't know if you guys know this, but I know you possibly might have heard that Donald Trump, he got his Twitter taken away because he, you know, he's a fucking wild man. He got his Twitter taken away, and he has no way to communicate with his supporters. No way can communicate. So I heard they're opening or starting a brand new QAnon app for the fucking Proud Boys and the fucking insurrectionists. So I want to download this app. I want to download the new QAnon Donald Trump Proud Boy app. But the problem is I don't want people to find out that I downloaded, because then all the fucking, what are they called? The choir boys? What are they? The insurrectionist boys? They're going to think like, oh my God, Pauly Shore's one of us. Come on, man. Shit, weasels. He's a QAnon app, man. He's here with us to support us. I'm like, no, dude. I'm not with this shit. I'm just fucking watching it for material, because you guys are fucking cray cray. Come on, Wazo. Just meet us at the fucking, meet us in the woods. Bring your hood, bro. We'll be out there in the woods. Bring your hood, bro. I'm like, no, dude. No, I'm Jewish. Man, you're not Jewish, dog. You're the motherfucking Wazo. So, anyways, for all you Trump supporters and people that like the right, if you want to see the orange baboon babble fucking whatever the fuck he likes to babble, I think there's a new app called the QAnon app where you can check it out. Here comes another fucking plane right here. Shit, I don't know if you heard that shit, but I think you could. The sound probably picks it up. Anyways, so, yeah. So he's wild. He's wild. I think Donald Trump, my suggestion for Donald Trump is that he should reach out to Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan and have them produce his one-hour Netflix special. Because I like watching Donald Trump. I just don't like him as our fucking president. But physically, I like watching him on stage because I can't fucking believe half the shit he says. Kind of like watching a villain in a film. Darth Vader, for instance, because Donald Trump was like the Darth Vader of presidents, I think. That's my thought. He was always very ominous, walking through the fucking, like this, with his fucking thing, with it stealing his fucking McDonald's right there or some shit, just fucking cruising through. But Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan, if you're out there, produce the Donald Trump Netflix special. I think it would be cool. If anything, we'll watch it in fucking disbelief. And that's fun. It's almost like us watching serial killer documentaries. America, I want to know what the fuck is wrong with us for us to want to tune in to so many serial killer documentaries. I don't know if you guys seen this fucking shit. There's fucking Netflix has got everything on Netflix is a what? A serial killer documentary. The fucking... But it's not Netflix's fault. It's our fault. Why do we love watching fucking serial killers? There's something wrong with us. I don't know. They're everywhere. You got the Son of Sam. You got all these things. But, and if you notice, all the serial killers fucking... They're middle-aged white dudes, you know? Fucking Ted Bundy. I mean, a lot of you guys go, man, you kind of look like that motherfucker, shit. You know what I mean? Some fucking crazy-ass white dudes. But we find out a lot is that they didn't even fucking do it. It's like other... It's just so fucking weird. Anyways, the question that I'm asking is, why are we, America, so fascinated with fucking serial killers? I don't know. It started off many years ago, and it just continues. It just continues. It continues. It continues. But either way, I'm happy to be here in Florida. The shows have been going great. I want to thank Captain Brian, the staff, and Off the Hook Comedy. I got to breathe one sec because sometimes I rant and I got to relax. Okay, well, I I really enjoy being here. I'm here with my assistant, Barry, who's in the other room. Barry, what's up? Oh, he's downstairs. Because I don't want him to hear me rant because I might say some crazy shit. And he might be like, whoa, bro, that was fucking wild. But either way, I'm down here in Florida. They, as you know, don't give a fuck about the coronzy. I'm still walking around with a mask. I got my mask on. I cruise around. And it's not so much, you know, because of the corona. I like walking around like this because no one recognizes me. And then people do recognize me. That's what's so funny. They're like, dude, there's fucking Pauly Shore. I'm like, how do you know it's Pauly Shore? Because you're wearing a mask. Like, this shit looks like fucking Pauly Shore, I guess. So either way, we're down here. Everyone's kind of been vaccinated. The whole world is slowly, slowly opening up. I see a lot of videos of my friends out in Las Vegas. David Guetta, all the DJs, Mico Mouse or whatever is his dead mouse. He's out there. So it seems like, you know, seems like shit's opening back up again. I heard that the CDC or whatever, or someone, is it the CDC? I heard they still have a whole bunch of Johnson & Johnson vaccines left over somewhere in some warehouse. But the issue is someone needs to fucking inject these into their arm, otherwise these Johnson & Johnsons are gonna go bad. It's almost like spoiled milk. It has a fucking date. What's it called? You know what I mean? It's called an expiration date. So Joe Biden is like, well, let's fucking get rid of him and send him to India. And India's like, gee, thanks, bro. You're sending me the crusty ass fucking Johnson & Johnson. Why don't you send me some Moderna and some Pfizer? Some Pfizer Permanente. Send me some of that shit, and then we can do it up. But India, just be happy, bros, in India, that we're selling you the sending you the vaccines. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm starting to piss a lot in the middle of the night. I mean, I piss a lot during the day. That's why I like when I go on tour and I sit on a plane. I always like taking the window seat just to piss the person off that's in the fucking, you know, on the aisle seat, because I'm always climbing over. Sorry, bro, I gotta piss. And I don't know why I piss a lot. I heard it's very common. But I'm not interested in getting some sort of piss medication, because I know there's a lot of piss medications for people that what? That piss. The problem with piss medication is that I don't want to have a fucking side effect from the piss medication. You know? If the negative side of pissing a lot is pissing a lot, I'll fucking piss a lot. It's okay. And I always piss in the shower. I don't know if you guys know that. I've told you that before. I piss in the shower to save water and to save energy. Because if you know, when you piss in the toilet, you have to flush it all the time. And that's doing what? Wasting motherfucking water. So if you piss in the fucking shower, which was a way bigger target anyways, you can still kind of sleep and piss at the same time. Because if you piss in the middle of the night, you're pretty much kind of half sleeping. So you kind of get up, you know what I mean? You get up, you kind of walk like this, and then you kind of feel around the fucking bathroom, and then you hold the shower door open like this. And then you just fucking, you know, you urinate right in the shower like this. And you go back 3 or 4 times in the night, and it smells like urine. And I personally like to leave the urine there, especially when I'm in a hotel. Because we all know that back in the day, Elvis Presley, he, you know, would always check out of the hotels and he would shoot the TV. That was his thing. Hey, baby, what are you gonna do there, baby? I'm gonna shoot the TV out, because I'm the king. So when Pauly Shore checks out of the hotel, what he does is he likes to leave a urine smell in the shower. You know, that's just my thing. You know, I just like to leave a urine smell. You know, it's kind of been going across America, so it's like, you know, starting to spread. You know, at least I don't shit in the fucking trash can like I did once. You manager of the comedy club in New Mexico. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Yeah, I did. One time I was performing in New Mexico, probably about 20 years ago. And, and by the way, regarding the urination in the shower, I always turn on the water so I do not let the housekeepers smell my urine. Okay, so that's just, you know, a little tidbit of information, you know. I was just kidding. I'm doing a little joke, a little ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. But urinate in the shower, way better than urinating in the toilet. But don't go to number two in the shower, because then you got to push the fucking duty through the drain. That's not cool. But I did poop in the trash can at a comedy club in New Mexico once. Because what happened was, a lot of these comedy clubs are very small. Wait, I got to breathe one sec. Whew. Man, I'm going to drink a little water one sec here. But a lot of these comedy clubs, shit, I don't have any water. Barry, where's my water? I got some little OJ. A lot of these comedy clubs don't have bathrooms for the comedian. I repeat, a lot of these comedy clubs don't have bathrooms for the comedian. So it's about 20 years ago, and I was, I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and it was before my show. And you know, if you go to the bathroom, I drink some coffee, and I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I fucking, I took a plastic, a thing like this, a trash can like this. It was a lot bigger. It was a trash can like this. I took this part off. It was a trash can like this, and I put it right like this, and I just kind of took my pants down, and I pooped like this. I went like this, right in the trash can. I just went, oh my God. I just went like this. I just doing this reminds me, it seems like it was yesterday. I know the New Mexico manager of the comedy club's still mad at me. That's why they banned me from New Mexico, because I shit in a trash can in the manager's office. Anyway, so I pooped. I had to go really bad, otherwise I would have shit on stage. And I pooped here, and then I fucking tied it up really tight. And then after the show, I personally took the fucking hefty bag fucking thing, and I took it out to the dumpster, and I threw it away, and I left. And then when I tried, my agent tried to book me back at the fucking comedy club, they said, Pauly Shore is banned from the comedy club. And they're like, why? Because he shit in the manager's trash can. And I'm like, I fucking tied it with a hefty bag. I could have left it fucking open. I could have fucking not thrown it in the trash can. But I guess the smell of poop went through the hefty shit. And that was that. But that was probably the wildest fucking shit that ever happened to me on the road regarding my feces. You know what I mean? Regarding my feces. But anyways, I've been having a really good time doing my stand-up comedy here. I've been working with my assistant, Barry, and we're just fucking going through all my fucking material, updating, because as we all know, the coronavirus put us on a little detour. So I have all this great material for you people, because I take my stand-up actually very serious, and I spend hours and hours combing through it and trying to get the nuggets out. So when I hit the stage, I'm making you people laugh, because you deserve it. You know, your fucking lives are going through what you're going through. You come to a comedy club, you want to fucking do what? You want to just have a good time. So me as the comedy doctor, make sure that I'm mining through my shit and presenting to you people the best stand-up that I could. Yes, I wing it a lot, but I also like to work on my shit a lot. And that's that. I'm into basketball. I don't know if you guys have known that. I am very much into basketball. I'm kind of excited. If you guys haven't been watching the hoops. Pew, pew. You watching the hoops? I like watching the hoops. It's crazy. It's crazy. Injuries fuck up a lot of, you know, championships, because it's a fucking gnarly sport. These guys are huge. They're jumping up. And I know you're thinking what I'm thinking. Kyrie Irving, the center for Brooklyn Nets, fucking sprained his ankle or some shit. And it's pretty fucked up because they were rooted the number one team. It's rooted. Is that a fucking right word? They were seeded or whatever it's called. The number one team that was going to take the whole thing. But because of the injury in Hardaway? Fuck, what the fuck is his name? He was on fucking, the dude with the beard. James Harden. He's fucked up. So you got, basically, Kevin Durant is the only one that's kind of left on Brooklyn right now. But and now you got fucking the dude, what's his name? I don't want to say Mutombo, I forgot his name, but he's on Milwaukee, and he's one of the best players. So you got Milwaukee and now Brooklyn punching it out on the fucking, on the East Coast. On the West Coast, you got Phoenix, who just swept Denver, and now they're going to play either Kawhi Leonard, which is on the Clippers, or they're going to play fucking Utah. So it's all happening. I'm excited to be in Las Vegas for when all this shit's going down. I remember watching basketball games with my father, Sammy Shore, rest in peace, RIP Sammy Shore, all the time. And, you know, watching basketball for me reminds me of spending time with my father. He used to play basketball a lot at the YMCA in Beverly Hills. That's why his hips were fucked up. My dad actually had hip replacement surgery when he was like 60 years old. He passed at 92, my father. Give it up for my dad. That's a long fucking run. 92 years old? Are you fucking kidding me? That means I'm going to live long too, dudes. Yay for you, boo for who, dudes. Yeah. So my dad had to give hip replacement surgery. And then he was the hippest guy in town. Ba-dum bump. Anyways, so we watched that, and that was really good. So we got the sports happening. Everything is fucking opening up. It's looking good. I'm very happy in my life right now. I don't know if you guys can tell that. I've gone, especially if you watch Random Rants. If you've been watching my podcast and listening to my podcast, early on, I was going through a lot of shit. And that was kind of why I just decided to do this. We are all different than what we are now compared to what we are a year before and a year before. You know, we're just different. So I'm at a really good place. I feel very free. I have a lot of really fun stuff happening in Las Vegas. If you're in Las Vegas and you want to come see me, I'm always at usually the Delirious Comedy Club downtown, which is really fun. Also be at the Laugh Factory, which is really fun. I love stand-up comedy more than anything. I love making you people laugh. You get something, but I even get more out of it, because it makes me feel loved by you, and you're loving it, and it's just this kind of thing that I've been doing for a long time, and it's the lane that I choose to stay in. And being 53 years old now, and both my parents are not with me, and I'm kind of like out there on my own now. You know, my interests are kind of shifting a little bit. And you older dudes know what I'm talking about, you older people, you know. I'm more into just getting just chilling. You know what I mean? Just chilling. There's a lot of people, as you know, that just are always wanting to work and always wanting to like try to make money and da 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 da. And that's cool, because that's kind of who I was when I was younger. But when you're older, you know, I'm on the back nine. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the back nine. I got about 30 to 40 maybe more years left on this earth. And I like waking up on a Monday or a Tuesday and not having any fucking emails. You know what I mean? You guys, especially you fucking hustlers, you got hundreds of fucking emails. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, you know, we as humans have about 8 to 12, maybe maybe 9 to 13 hours to do shit in the day, right? And then you got the rest of the 12 hours is kind of putting down, you know, your kid or you know, washing your face and brushing your teeth, watching your serial killer documentaries, and then going to sleep for 7 hours or whatever. So I want to try to, and my commitment to myself and kind of what I'm doing is try to just create, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? The idea is that time is the most important thing, not this, time. Because, you know, people rush to try to make more money. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The steak tastes the same. The steak tastes the same. Whether you have $10 million, $1 million, $100,000. If you go to a fucking Ruth Chris and you order a steak and you have a certain amount of money in your bank and then you have, and then another guy orders a steak and they have a certain amount of money in the bank, if they have a lot more, guess what? Steak tastes the same. So sometimes it's not good to rush to try to, you know, spend all your time making money when you say, you know what, I have enough, you know, I have enough money and I need to spend time with my friends. I need to spend time with my dog Buster, who I miss so much. And I need to spend time in the lane of doing things that you like to do. And I'm fortunate that I've created that life for myself. So I want to thank you people for letting me have that life. I want to thank my parents for letting me have that life. But more importantly, I want to thank myself for creating that life for myself. Be smart with your money, you guys. Be smart with your money. When I made it back in the day, I saved all my money. I didn't go, you know, I started making it, you know, doing all these movies, Encino Man and this movie, and I started making all my, I never spent a lot. Learn that from me. When you make money, save it. A lot of people, my friend Jay, he'll make money, he'll fucking go buy 10 watches. And that's the one thing that I said to myself during the coronavirus, and I'll end with this, is I said, I wound up in Maui. I stayed with a friend out there. Everything was shut down, as you know. And I wasn't going nowhere. The world was shut down. There's another fucking plane. And I said to myself, wow, I saved it for a rainy day. I'll say that again. I said, wow, I saved it for a rainy day, meaning because of me not being crazy with my money, I saved my money. Who knew this fucking shit was gonna close down for a year? So I was able to survive and live okay, unlike a lot of people. So all you people out there, don't be frugal. Be frugal with your money. Save it. You don't need to spend. Do what makes you happy. And that's it. That's it for today. Kids, we'll see you next week at the same time, same bat channel, same place. And I'm gonna probably get some lunch soon. I think I'm feeling a little famished now. All right, I'm gonna go head into my room. And we'll see you next time on Pauly Shore's Random Rants.